This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine's President Zelensky directly appealed to the U.S. Congress this morning for more help as his nation battles Russia, which invaded Ukraine 21 days ago. He got a warm welcome from U.S. lawmakers.
Thank you so much.
And moments later, through a translator, said virtually,
"In the darkest time for our country, for the whole Europe, I call on you to do more. New packages of sanctions are needed constantly, every week, until the Russian military machine stops."
He said again he wants help with a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Soon, President Biden's expected to announce $800 million in new military assistance to Ukraine. That's according to a White House official. But meanwhile, the Russians are still bombing Ukraine and its capital city, Kyiv. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A plume of smoke was seen rising over western Kyiv after shrapnel from an artillery shell slammed into a 12-story apartment block, obliterating the top floor and igniting a fire, according to a statement and images released by the emergencies agency. Russian forces have too intensified fighting in the suburbs and on a key highway heading west. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry reports fighting near the separatist-held eastern regions, but has not commented on Russian military activity elsewhere. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say a vehicle carrying members of the University of the Southwest's golf teams collided head-on with a pickup truck in West Texas, killing several people. Retail sales increased only 0.3% in February, says the Commerce Department. Americans slowed their spending on gadgets, furnishings, and other items. This is AP News. Now to New York and a tragic story. The AP's Julie Walker has it.
New York City police are searching for the woman who pushed an 87-year-old Broadway vocal coach to her death on the street. Barbara Gustern also worked with performers beyond Broadway. Police say she was attacked in Chelsea last Thursday by a woman who pushed her to the ground. Gustern hit her head and died Tuesday. Chief of Detectives James Essig says it was an unprovoked, senseless attack.
That's horrific. An 87-year-old woman just walking down the street, knocked to the ground.
Police released surveillance video of the suspect, a woman who they say crossed the street, came up behind Gustern and pushed her to the ground on West 23rd.
The National Park Service says no to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's request to allow July 4th fireworks at Mount Rushmore. Wildfires are possible, says the Park Service. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.